The Smuts Up Podcast is a bad show made by idiots. You probably shouldn't listen to it. The Smuts Up Podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease, except boredom, and even that's up for debate. Proceed with caution and listen at your own risk.
Red leather, yellow weather?
Red river.
Red river, yellow liver.
Red river, oh, John.
Masturbation. Master station.
Nailed it. Master bait and tackle.
Welcome to Master Bait and Tackle. We're gonna jerk you off and give you some worms. And we mean the kind for fishing.
Boo. Hey, don't boo our new sponsor.
Oh shit, this shit's going.
You guys wanna do the episode?
Hot opening! I'll do it.
I put a D20 in my mouth.
Oh yeah.
I put a D20 in my mouth.
Your desires.
I put a D20 in my mouth.
Smuts up, everyone. You're listening to the Smuts Up Podcast. When you're here, you're step family. This is a podcast where we try to create a safe space to talk about sex and kink, and we're also a bakery. We make bread dildos.
They're very expensive. You can't afford them. Don't worry.
Oh, man. I've been putting them in the wrong hole.
Oh, man.
I've been putting them in
You have to buy them with
There's
Doge
actually
coin.
No wrong hole for our bread dildos.
Oh, thank God.
If you were to put a hot dog in it, is it a sandwich?
I don't know. Is a bread dildo with a hot dog inside it a sandwich? Write to us at smutsup69@gmail.com and let us know what you think about that.
Well, I don't know either, but this is smutsup.com, and this is a website, apparently. And it's sex live for everybody, starting with ourselves. I will be a delightful host, Deep Weird, and with me are my three very sexy friends.
I'm Captain Spanx, drop an anchor, it's a spanker!
I'm Ray Dunnigan, and man, oh man, do I really want to fist some food in my mouth?
And I'm Luxa, and that is all you get to know about me.
So mysterious.
So what's up, guys? How's it going?
How's it going? It's been a while.
I know, it's been forever.
It's been a little
busy.
Bit.
Doing important things, you know?
Yeah. But who wants to talk about jerking off?
Yeah, I'm excited for this one. So yeah, we're going to be talking about, like, I think a really important topic and an interesting one, which is masturbation or solo sex. I think that the term masturbation has, like, a lot of, like, negative baggage maybe surrounding it, so some people might prefer the term solo sex, but today we're going to be talking about it in context of masturbation because we're hoping to sort of, like, whittle away at the negative connotations that that word might hold. So we're going to be using that word.
And also it sounds better than, like, just beating the shit out of my meat.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, polishing the pearl. Or, like,
or flicking the bean.
Yeah,
nailed it.
Yeah, choking the chicken.
Single player Smash Brothers.
That's delightful.
The old took a rib out so I can suck my own dick.
I feel like that was an urban legend.
Yeah, like, I feel like that was a myth. Like, I feel like that you know.
Well, look no further, because Factor Cap, it's a fact. I did it.
It's true. I was there. I saw the rib.
I think you also need to, like, do a lot of yoga and be super flexible in order to, like, do that as well. Also,
yeah, I was just going to say, like, if you did a bunch of yoga and, like, maybe if you had the right anatomical dimensions, that would be possible.
Yeah.
I don't
think you have to, like, take out a rib. I think you can probably try it and do
it
yourself.
You guys want to do it the hard way, but you just take out a couple ribs, you ask a surgeon, they're like, why do you want to take out ribs? And be like, don't fucking worry about it, I'm giving you money, we don't have free healthcare, it's not like the taxpayers have to pay for it or anything. And he goes, well, I guess you're right, I'll take your money, money's good everywhere. And he's like, do you accept Dogecoin? And he's like, fuck yeah, I accept Dogecoin.
What the fuck is Dogecoin?
Dogecoin is
coin,
how I
be like,
turn.
Which president is this?
Dogecoin is the equivalent of, I just put $7 into a scratcher and won $600. That is the equivalent of Dogecoin.
That
You're
doesn't
not wrong.
Tell me any information about it, but fuck yeah.
It's
sounds
a,
great.
It's a joke cryptocurrency that was created to make fun of, like,
Bitcoin.
And now all of a sudden it's not so much a joke because people are making money off of it and paying off school debt and buying houses. And it's basically a way for young kids that would never get out of debt to actually just say, fuck the system.
Okay, well, that's dope. And I like how it started out as a joke. Humor is very, you know, is very powerful.
Absolutely. Yep. You know what's funny?
What's that?
Beating your mate.
I mean, it is funny, but it doesn't need to be funny. Why is it funny, too? Is it funny because we feel like, is there some part of us that feels like uncomfortable talking about this and that awkwardness makes it funny, right? Like,
I just think it depends on the situation.
Sure. I mean, it is legit funny. Like, I mean, farting is funny. And anybody that doesn't think it's funny doesn't understand what humor is.
I do enjoy farting. Enjoy fart jokes once in a while.
No offense, anybody that doesn't enjoy fart jokes. I know they're not for everybody. But, not for you everybody. Know, flatulence is a very hilarious word in and of itself. I feel like even if you talk about it clinically, it's still hilarious.
I feel like if you listen to the show and you're offended by fart jokes, how did you get this far?
Yeah. I don't know. That's a great point.
And if you're listening,
you must
this
be
far,
really strong. So welcome, welcome.
And if you're listening this far, thank you for listening this whole way. We love you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for listening.
Mwah, mwah.
So Ray, you told us a story that I thought was very fun and ironic about, like, is, you know, like this kind of like joke that you saw in this meme.
Yeah, so like, I don't want to take credit for the joke. So I did find a meme. I don't know who posted it or anything like that, but it was funny. And it was basically this guy and a monkey looking at each other. And the monkey goes, "You are not free." And the guy looks at him and goes, "But what are you talking about? You're the one in a cage. Like, I'm definitely more free than you are." The monkey looks him dead in the eyes and starts beating off.
Wow. Truly a noble
creature. I mean, like, my God, like, that's freedom. If that's not freedom, I don't know what is.
Well, it does say something, right? Like, about, you know, society and the cage bars that you maybe can't see, right?
I think the guy who made this also was a director of the new Joker movie, and he just wanted to put, like, a mirror up to society, you know?
Okay. Isn't that what every director wants to do?
Also, the same director who directed that also directed Hangover, so that's pretty... That's a little fun fact, you know.
Okie doke. Awesome. fun fact, indeed. So what the fuck is masturbation? What does this word mean?
What does it mean? Like,
what does it all mean?
What is masturbation?
What is that? I've never even heard of it. What is it?
All this talk about touching meats. Like, what... What is it? What are we talking about?
Well,
the only thing I know about masturbation is it's just like the Nike logo. You just do it.
You just do it. But for a more sounding definition of it, in Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines masturbation as an erotic stimulation, especially of one's own genital organs, commonly resulting in orgasm and achieving by manual or other bodily contact, exclusive of sexual intercourse, by instrument manipulation, and occasionally by sexual fantasies, or by various combination of all of these agencies.
Okay, I'll take various combinations of all of these agencies, please.
Right, just like all of them. I'll take everything on the menu.
Put them all in one big bucket.
Is it weird when I heard by instrumental manipulation, I just thought of like somebody taking the lyrics out of a song and just like masturbating to it?
I thought of like a tuba that you like put over your chest and blow into it.
Just really honking it.
I thought of that stupid Bandcamp joke. Let's get a bit of an expanded definition here. Medical News Today notes that masturbation is when an individual stimulates their genitals for sexual pleasure, which may or may not lead to orgasm. Masturbation is common among men and women of all ages and plays a role in healthy sexual development. People masturbate for many reasons. These include pleasure, enjoyment, fun, and tension release. Some individuals masturbate alone, while others masturbate with a partner. Such as mutual masturbation, I believe.
I prefer alone. I get performance anxiety if somebody else is watching. I was like, oh wait, this probably doesn't look cool. Or, you know.
I caught myself in the mirror one time, and I was like, you look like a fucking caveman trying to like ground some flour to make bread or some shit.
I practice for one day having my own like OnlyFans and try to like in the mirror, like try to see like what's cool or what's sexy, but it's me, so I don't find it attractive.
I feel like just like do your own thing and somebody will probably think it's hot, right?
I suppose, yeah.
Anyway. And at the end of the day, it's also, you know, masturbation seems to be about you. Yeah, you do what you else. Like.
Yeah, totally.
I guess I'm just a people pleaser.
All right, so I did a little research.
Ooh, the big brain on Ray.
I'm just kidding, I didn't do any of the research.
I was trying to compliment you.
But research has found among adolescents age 14 to 17 years old in the United States, I'm assuming that that's a pretty good sample size, around 74% of males and 48% of females masturbate. I know, shocker. I was like, what?
What?
I did it at like 13, so I'm like way ahead of the curve.
Way ahead of the curve.
I think that this is just the population that they sampled.
Oh, I was joking. But okay. Among older adults, roughly 63% of men and 32% of women between 57 and 64 years of age masturbate. And I hope by 64, I can still do it. That'd be dope.
I can't. Oh, man. I'm
pretty sure you will be able to, y'all. I wouldn't worry about that. But those numbers seem kind of low to me. Just saying, like, especially given what we know that there are like a lot of benefits to, I mean, insert whatever euphemism you like here, but solo sex.
I think a lot of it comes from like a lot of people just don't want to admit it.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah, like it was like
especially the number for women are incredibly low.
And you're also asking like 14, 17 year olds.
I remember in high school they gave us a sheet of paper that said you ever smoked a cigarette. I'm like, I'm not telling you, narc.
Sure.
I ain't giving you dirt on me.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I think this is this is always something that we need to take into account when like reading these types of studies and stuff. And yeah, that's a great point for sure.
So and also, I have a funny story I just wanted to get off my mind before I forget it, that's cool. When I first started doing it, I also thought I had a limited amount of semen, and I stopped for a really long time because I was afraid I was going to run out before I could have kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm out of ammo.
And that's why sex education is so important, because once I got once I got to the grade to actually learn about that shit, I was like, oh, cool, I can just fucking do this all the time now.
So like, no, that's really interesting, like, because like how did you sort of like conceptualize that? Like,
I don't know because like I mean nobody ever told me that, like, hey, if you like, you know, rub that shit, it's just like it's gonna feel good and then stuff's gonna come out. And I was like, well, okay, well, I really like this. But then I was like, I don't think there's a lot in there. There can't be.
Seem like a lot.
I was a kid. I was like, you know, like 14, like 13, 14 years old. And I was like, I don't think I should, I don't know.
Because it seems too good to be true.
Yeah. I was like, this is a thing. This is like a cheat code. Like, you can just get instant, like, pleasure, like, at any time.
It does feel like you found an exploit, like, in your life. Like, wait a minute. This is making me happy and kind of solving a lot of problems I have. Huh.
Oh, it's just crazy. Like, nobody, like, I mean, it must have been so obvious. I'd be like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then be in there for like an hour.
Well, yeah, this is a normal part of healthy sexual development, as we just learned. Totally. So, and there's a lot of benefits to it. Deep, can you tell us about some of those?
Oh, there are so many benefits to this. It's like a banquet of benefits. And then continuing with the medical news article with the that masturbation has many physical and mental health benefits. A few studies focus especially on benefits of masturbation, but research suggests that sexual stimulation, including stimulation through masturbation, can
reduce stress,
release tension,
enhance sleep quality,
boost concentration. I thought that said conception for a second.
I did too.
It's like conception.
Elevate mood.
Relieve menstrual cramps. I'm glad you gave that one to me.
You're welcome.
Alleviate pain.
And improve sex. I would also like to add an addendum for my own experimentation that it also helps with pain tolerance.
Interesting. Very
cool.
Masturbation has been identified as a strategy to improve sexual health by promoting intimacy, exploring self-pleasure, desires, needs, and reducing unwanted pregnancy by preventing sexual transmitted diseases, STIs, and the HIV transmission.
So enhanced stimulation, such as using a vibrator, may increase arousal and overall sexual function in both men and women. Women who use a vibrator have reported improved sexual function and lubrication, while men experience an improvement in erectile function.
Indeed. Individuals who choose to abstain from sex or who cannot currently have a sexual partner may often masturbate as a sexual outlet. I feel that one is specifically targeted toward me.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, hey.
Hey, man, I know how to get me off super quick.
Hey, I have a partner, and, like, you know, sometimes sometimes I just want to, like, hang out with myself. Like, I know what I'm doing, you know?
Totally. Yeah.
It's a completely different thing. It doesn't have necessarily anything to do with your partner. It doesn't need to. I mean, I don't know.
No, I just, you know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and she goes to work early. I'm like, well, I don't want to be there until one. So let me just turn into a caveman that's just trying to, you know, make some fucking flour.
Me like fire.
I like like how industrious this is. It's like, you know, you're getting the work done. Like, you're really like, here for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Sitting there punching my nuts.
Work, you bastards. You're trying to, like, Fonzie it, like, smack it so it works. But don't do that. Unless you're into that, then go at it. But masturbation also has sexually health benefits, especially for older women, such as less vaginal dryness and decreased pain during sex.
So it's legit pretty great. Are there any downsides to it?
Masturbation is harmless. Like, it's... Some people, they may experience chafing or tender skin if they're too rough, but this will usually heal in a few days.
I feel like we've made some jokes about this. Like,
Oh, I know we have.
Chafing
we have.
Or clitoris. Or, yes, exactly. Use lube.
Use lube.
Lube is so important, water-based. And it's also water-based lube is very important, especially if you're using it with latex condoms.
Be safe.
It also, it also helps with, like, your sensitivity as well, because if you go dry, it really decreases your sensitivity.
Also, lube is just kind of fun.
It smells nice.
Like, I always prefer something that's odorless, but, like a super slippery texture. Like, there's so many different kinds of lubes out there, and there's some for different people. It's so fun. Like, you never know how big the lube market is until you really get out there and get in it.
And listeners, if you have a favorite, write to us and tell us about it.
Yeah. Please give us, like, a review of your favorite lube and your least favorite. Talk to us. We like it.
If you accidentally bought oil-based lube and you have someone that you really don't like at work, take some of that and put it on their door handle.
God, just do it.
Because guess what? That shit is almost, it's like Vaseline at that point. It's almost impossible to get off.
But if men frequently masturbate within a short space of time, lube or no lube, you might actually experience a slight swelling of the penis called an edema. It sounds like you're trying to say enema, except you have a stuffed nose.
An edema.
Is it edema or edema? I have no idea.
Or is it edema?
I'm not sure.
It's edema. I'm going to be confident and say it's edema.
Or is it edema?
I like edema.
Whichever one it is, it can happen.
It can happen, but it'll usually go away after a couple days. So I guess that's one downside.
What? My
penis what a roller coaster.
Weird.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't sound like it causes any, like, damage or anything.
No. It might even give you a confidence boost.
I'm going to get too personal into this, but, like, yeah, that's happened to me before. And it's kind of like, oh, this is kind of irritating, but it's not that bad.
Okay. Well, there you go. I mean, long as it wasn't, like, damaging or whatever.
That wasn't so bad. It's just every so often it's like, I can feel my own dick when I'm just sitting here not doing anything.
Ooh.
I'm like,
Down, boy. Sit, ooh, sit. It.
I'm just watching a cooking show. Stop.
That's the only way I can get hard anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Don't,
put that season on that
Don't
knock
the
lane.
Cooking show, like, fucking food porn shit, y'all.
Why am I into this?
Why am I into this?
It's not why, it's how have I not discovered it sooner.
God, you're so right. Masturbation does have some other side effects, though. Some other potential side effects include guilt. Mm. in decreased sexual sensitivity in some rare cases, it can also cause people disruptions in their daily lives, which I can only imagine, while it definitely affects a lot of adults for sure, being a teenager was a wild, wild ride, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
I do have to say, with the guilt part, though, there's a little bit of a superpower in there, and or at least I realized it, and I've heard of it. It's called the post-nut clarity.
Hmm. And oh, yeah.
When I was doing some dating way back in the before times, I would be like, do I really love this bitch? Or like, or am I just really horny? And then I just rub one out and I was like, oh, I was just really horny. I don't really care about this.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Plenty of times.
And then all the flaws pop up and I'm like, oh, I was looking way past those because I was thinking with my Peter.
Sure. I mean, I think
smart
that
man, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I think sometimes that it can be easy to have your judgment clouded by that stuff. That, I think that's a good thing to keep in mind. And this is another reason that, you know, masturbation can be so beneficial for sure. Clarity of mind.
It's good to have that post-nut clarity sometimes, just to really just show yourself like what you really didn't need for a moment.
It can save you a lot of grief in the future.
Have you guys found it to also have somewhat of an energizing effect?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I've had it to where it's like I'm trying to sleep and I'm like, well, maybe if I jerk off, I'll be tired and sleep. And about usually 75% of the time, I'm wrong. I'm energized for the next few hours. So it's like, well, fuck.
It's the opposite for me. It might as well just be NyQuil.
I just don't have that. I'm just like, yeah, let's go. I'm ready to actually, you know, work on things.
Oh, no.
It can be both ways for me, too. It just depends on the kind of situation and everything. But it can have an energizing effect, you know?
Yeah.
So
I've had a few times where it's like I stay up for like a few days at a time. And then like masturbating actually helps me just like pass the fuck out. Because it's like you've expended as much energy as a human can. So just no, go. Go to bed, lights out.
Sure.
Let's help me there.
Yeah, and there's, you know, certain like chemicals that are released in the brain that kind of would add to that too. Just touching on like what we were talking about just a second ago, like, you know, one of the only downsides that we could find is that, you know, this idea that, you know, it could be a disruption in your daily life. So in rare cases, some individuals might masturbate more than they desire, which can cause them to miss work or school or important social events, or like, you know, interrupt your daily functioning, or like it could affect people's responsibilities and relationships, it says here, or like serve as an escape from a relationship issue or substitute for real life experiences. So somebody who thinks that they might be adversely impacted by their masturbation practice should speak with like a healthcare professional if they want to.
Yeah, for sure.
A doctor or counselor could suggest like talk therapy to determine ways that they could manage their sexual behavior. And consulting a sex therapist may also help with like coping strategies for excessive masturbation. To locate a sex therapist, a person can visit the American Association of Sexual Educators, Counselors, and Therapists.
A sect.
Yeah, so we'll have a link to that in the show notes in case anybody wants to check it out.
Facts. Also, some people who worry that masturbation conflicts with their religious, spiritual, or cultural beliefs may experience feelings of guilt. However, masturbation is not immoral or wrong. And self-pleasure is not shameful. I mean, like, dude, this monkey sitting in a cage is just bored and just like, I don't know, I'm gonna fucking jerk off. Like,
in some ways more free because he doesn't have those, or she doesn't have those mental bars, right? Like,
yeah, doesn't care.
Barring them in.
Yeah.
And then discussing feelings of guilt with a friend, healthcare professional, or therapist specialized in sexual health might help a person move past those feelings of guilt or shame that they connect with masturbation. Thank you, medical news. But like, for real, like, it's everybody who says they don't do it, I almost guarantee that they've done it.
I wanted to say this for later on, but like, this is kind of an appropriate time. Like, I remember actually when I was like younger and first starting to do it, because I grew up with a religious background, I felt like an immense amount of like guilt and shame by it. Like, I was like, it was like very like just almost devastating. But after like the third time, it's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, it's just too good to be shameful about.
It's just like, you know what, like, like old heavenly creator, like, you did this to me, you know? So, like, you can't get mad if I find a loophole.
Well, why would, I don't know. There's interesting...
Again, I could go into, like, I can go into a lot about that, but it's just kind of, like, my own background.
A
like,
loophole or a lubed hole?
Well, see, I feel like religion, like, no matter which religion, because I also grew up in a religious household, the number one thing that it seems to do is not only make it seem like a bad thing, but it made my parents less open to talk about it, so it felt way more like a bad thing.
Yes.
Like, this That's wasn't even something I could go and talk to my parents about, yeah, so I had to learn it on, you know,
yeah,
TV.
And thank you guys for bringing this up, because this is actually something that we were planning to talk about a little bit later in the episode, because, like, yeah, there's super important points here, like, about some of the challenges that people might need to overcome to, like, really reap the benefits of this kind of thing, right? Like,
oh, yeah.
So PlannedParenthood.com notes that some people masturbate often, every day, or even more than once a day. Some people masturbate closer to once a week, or once every few weeks, or not even that often. Some people never masturbate, and that's okay too.
Yeah, that's
all
fine.
Of these are perfectly normal. Masturbation only becomes, quote, too much if it gets in the way of your job or your responsibilities or your social life. Some people learn when they're growing up that masturbating is wrong or bad, so they feel guilty about doing it. If you feel that way, try to remember that most people masturbate. It's perfectly normal, and there's nothing wrong with it. So thank you so much, Planned Parenthood. Speaking of which, reproductive rights are being threatened in many places, and if that is something that you care about, you should support organizations like Planned Parenthood, who are working to protect these rights. TST, the Satanic Temple, has also done some really admirable work on this as well.
Hail Satan.
Facts. Satan.
Hail Satan. Get it, dude.
Get it.
Let's get in this.
How about let's plan our way
let's
into...
Let's get into this looped hole.
Let's get into this interlude, because you don't want to go in dry.
Interlube your mind.
So that's your voice doing it. It makes it sit.
Yeah,
like,
I think
every,
we should have you rate, like, be the interlube dude.
All right, so we just decided that I'm the interlube dude, and here we go.
Absolutely.
Or the
interlube
dude.
Interlube dude.
Interlube dude.
You might as well call me Valvoline, because I'm going to interlube your vehicle.
That was a fucking
That was a reach. I fucking, my sleeves fell off. I reached so far.
That was a car joke. I appreciated it.
I liked it. It was good.
All right. So I just came off of this, like, without off the dome, because, you know, I'm not good at planning things. And so where would you most like to masturbate in the whole world? And this is in this scenario, just totally imagine that everything's chill. Everything's legal. If people are watching, they're all consented to watch it and they're super into it, or I guess, yeah, whatever you want. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, it's all hypothetical. Or similar parameters. What would you like to masturbate on? Basically, like, a masturbation bucket list. And, like, you know, maybe you've never thought about it before, but, you know, I have, unfortunately.
Wait, is this just one thing, or is this a whole list?
How many things can you think of? Because I only thought of, like, two.
Oh. Well,
I thought of one.
I mean,
I thought of a couple.
I thought of, like, you know, on top of Mount Everest. Somebody else said that somebody else might have done it, but I doubt it. I think because you always go up in packs. Like, nobody's gone up there by themselves.
Like, you don't think people are, like, beating it at night in their tents or whatever?
No, but I'm talking about at the tippy top.
Okay, so at the tippy top, usually it's I'm just going to go ahead and generalize here, but it's usually a bunch of, like, overpaid white dudes who just want to go on an adventure, and they end up on the top of a mountain, and they have someone who's guiding them up there, and just knowing that rich, overpaid, shitty white dude, he'd probably beat off in front of some guy he's paying to follow him.
I feel like that rich, overpaid white dude...
That's so specific! Oh my God. That's incredibly specific.
Maybe I just take a helicopter up there. You know, I don't really feel like making the journey.
Yeah, like why can't they just? Yeah, like you're fucking in this, rich guy. I feel like, just...
Yeah, and this is like a since you know a completely hypothetical scenario. You could magically teleport there, right?
True that. I just wanna, okay, yeah. Like the tippy top. Like if there's a flag up there, just right all over it.
Ooh, okay. I have mine for sure.
I have. Yeah.
All right. Who's next?
Me.
All right, go ahead.
The moon.
Do go on.
The moon. I mean, like...
Oh, fuck.
To teleport up there magically, oh, as I awesome. Just said was possible.
Yeah.
And you all agreed. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, that's where I would do it first. But then there's a lot of other places that I'd like to visit, you know? Like, I'd love to do more traveling. And I'm sure that in each one of those locations, that would be a part of what I did there. Not specifically, but that would happen just, you know,
naturally.
As a matter of course.
Of course.
Of course.
But the moon, yeah.
Okay, but while you're on the moon beating off, are you looking at the Earth?
Well, I feel like I would have to.
I mean, you don't have to. You can point your gaze somewhere else, but
although what they do say that a lot of people experience when they're actually looking out at the vacuuming space. At the vacuum of space and there's just the infinite void, you will experience a very deep sense of existential dread. So you might want to focus on Earth.
Well, I mean, it might be like a really transcendent experience. I don't know.
Yeah.
I might look at the void of space and then look back at Earth and then look back at the void of space and then back at Earth again.
Oh, really?
Don't look at the sun. Don't stare into the sun too long.
I don't think I would look at the sun. I think that would be a bad idea.
I think that would,
unless I had protective like eyewear, obviously. But like, I'm actually not sure even if you have protective eyewear in space, if you should look at the sun. If you're an astronaut or if you know about this, please write us and let us know.
I have a fun.
I would
parody.
Look at Jupiter because it's a big old planet.
I have a fun.
There's a lot of assumptions about the position of Jupiter in relation to the moon when you're masturbating on it. But I agree. It is.
I was just thinking about it too. I was like, I don't think you can actually see the moon from Jupiter. So like,
I'm not sure.
I know.
I mean, I think the moon revolves around Earth, so you might be able to swing it at some point.
Well, you don't want to be on the dark side of the moon, though. Like, we're
maybe
on the light side.
True.
So, like, yeah. I'm not sure, y'all. I'm really
I don't know.
Not
if
sure.
It's dark, then no one can see you beating off on the moon.
Astronomers. Yeah,
maybe you want people to see. Yeah, like, I had to actually my own joke there for a second. I was like, wait,
I would love to see the trigonometric calculations to see if people on Jupiter could watch me masturbating on the moon.
There are people on Jupiter?
Well, in this scenario,
in this
of
hypothetical
course.
Scenario.
Oh,
yeah.
I was expecting us just to like keep going. Like, wait, what?
This guy doesn't think there's people on Jupiter.
You hear that, Jupiter people? He doesn't think you're people.
What have you been listening to InfoWars?
I didn't know that there was. Oh my god. Oh, Alex Jones, you're going down, motherfucker.
That could go either way.
You better. You should have done better.
You should have done better, motherfucker.
Done better. It's okay. Hey, right. Where would yeah? Fun. I'm so curious to hear about what you all like. Okay, Spanx,
I've got
indeed.
A couple. But the big one, probably the crash site of the Titanic.
Oh, so a little underwater action.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Ooh. There's no mess that I have to clean up, I guess.
Is the ocean not just a giant bathtub?
The ocean is a giant bathtub and a giant toilet and birthing pool if you're fish.
Can I take this a little
other
further?
Things too.
I don't drink you're water. So right. Fish fucking it.
Can fish fucking it.
Can I take this a bit further?
Go for it.
So
what do you
now
think?
Let's say we can go back in time. You're on the Titanic as it's going down.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta try to get off before that bitch sinks.
That's oh, absolutely. You think there was? You think that old couple in the Titanic movie wasn't like frantically fucking while they were
man.
Sinking?
Yeah.
Who do you think?
And if they
first?
Weren't, you know, at least one of them was just like, "Damn, I wish we were frantically fucking."
If they were frantically fucking, who do you think finished first?
Oh, do we even have to ask? This was back in 1914.
Oh, yeah.
Women didn't have
women
rights. They couldn't even vote.
No,
I didn't
even,
yeah.
No, they straight up didn't think that women, like, had orgasms until
yeah.
pretty recently,
it was,
y'all.
It was
well, yeah,
really,
anytime
really
that they admitted
out, yeah.
they did, they burned them.
Yeah.
I don't know that you're wrong about that. Yeah.
You're not completely wrong about that, but, you know. There are some facts to back that.
Okay, so these are great answers already. Deep, where would you like to most masturbate, or what would you like to masturbate on?
Okay, some are fucking lame because like I can actually just go and do those right now. Like one of them was like,
what
just,
is it?
One of them was like the forest. Like I've never actually jerked off in a forest, so like
which why have you not? Okay, cool. You should go do never, that tomorrow.
I don't live in an area, or I'd be too afraid of people. Like just. There's all, you know, like
there's a like undeveloped piece of land right next to my house, which is a forest. So you
well,
just,
I'll be right over then.
Knock it off the bucket list.
Yeah, like, hey, right? You know what? And that's part of my bucket list. You all three watch if you're consenting.
Matt. Hey, I see.
Wait, what?
I see Deep's car parked outside. I wonder what he's doing.
He's walking. I'm not here to visit. I'm just ignore me.
I'm here for business, not pleasure. Well,
a little bit of both.
My other one was actually again with like the Titanic, is to be like completely submerged in water, just because I like the feeling of like weightlessness too. So also like in space, but that's a vacuum. One actually I was interesting on doing, to see if you can actually do it, is parachuting, it's skydiving, but you have to finish in order for the parachute to
open. Oh, I like that.
Like a little daredevil in me.
I like that. But part of me would just be like, eh, and just let myself hit the ground.
I'd probably like fumble a lot and be like, ah, shit. Oh, oh wait, no, this buckle's attached to this one. Yeah.
I'm not having
I think
time.
That this is a fun idea if you have a like a parachuting partner that will open the parachute.
Oh, yeah. But see, here's the thing, though. It'll open regardless, but just in my mind, that's my goal. Like, oh shit, I have to do this, you know.
Okay. Parachuting partner. But what if this partner is the one that's beating you off?
That's like this is awesome. I don't think that's technically masturbation anymore though.
Oh, you're so right.
Yeah.
But I do have a fun business name for this.
I love it.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I think
parachuting
so.
Loads. Whatever.
Oh my god, this is fucking genius.
You know, I'm gonna parachute my load and I'm gonna make millions, and you're gonna be down on the ground being like, man, I wish I could have parachuted my load with my good buddy Spanx.
All right, whatever. Enjoy all that work you have to do to open up a small business.
I think it sounds like a brilliant idea, and if I had money, I would invest in it.
I was gonna take a few steps back and be like, well, that's actually not that. What's like, mine is also uninspired. I would just call it sky fucking.
Sky muff diving.
But I feel like that's kind of exclusive.
Also, if you masturbate while skydiving, you can be like, I went skydiving with millions of people and I was the only one that survived.
Okay.
They'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about? How did I not hear about this? It was tragic. Plus, don't look up a guy beating off out of airplane.
Guy beating up out of airplane.
It comes out of the news article. You can't say that. On Infowars.com.
Oh, that's why I'm not going to look that up. Never mind. I ain't going to support that fucking asshole. Sorry, I'm mad again.
Lots of fun ideas.
That was great, though. Yeah, that was great.
A new idea for a business. If anybody steals it, you have to give us 10% of your profits. You've heard it here first on the Smuts Up podcast. Should we get back to the regular portion of the show?
Skydiving
loads
TM. Are
you saying that this isn't the regular portion of the show?
Yes.
Back to your regularly broadcast schedule.
Interlube your mind.
Okay, so getting back to talking about masturbation, actually I never really stopped, but we've kind of touched on the idea that there's like some myths and like stigmas surrounding it, right? Like, so, okay, this brings me to the story that you were telling me earlier, Deep, about like, you know, how much people might feel ashamed about this, that they would be like a victim, maybe, like they would be susceptible to like being victimized by like a scam, right? Because of how ashamed they feel about their masturbation habits.
Oh yeah. Like there's this email that's actually going around. I actually decided to put this in here because one of our listeners, shout out to you. I didn't want to actually say their name because I don't know.
Well, did this person like post it in a public space?
Yeah. They posted it on like a Facebook, and like I was like, as soon as I saw it, like, oh, I got that email too. Like, a few weeks ago.
I think we should shout out to our listener Lee, and yes, hell yeah, dude, what's up? Big ups, dude. Lee. Thank you for listening. Our one listener.
We do this just for you.
Also,
just for, it's all for you, Lee. I hope you like this episode.
Also, he's an amazing musician. Fucking Lee's amazing.
Yes.
But yeah, like he got the same email like as I did, and it was like it comes up as like somebody's name, like Mary Black or Amanda Brown or something like that. And the one I got that was like, don't even think about going to the police about this. Like, they will not help you. We have caught you on your webcam masturbating. We're going to send it to all your contacts if you don't click this link below. And it's like, well, first off, I have a webcam, but I think like most people do, it's like a genuine kind of paranoia thing where they just kind of unplug the webcam just in case, you know?
Facts.
It just makes you feel more comfortable. But, like, so it's like, you know, like, nobody has any dirt on me. At the same time, I felt extremely flattered that somebody thought that I was important enough to extort something from that they would actually do this.
You email like, them, don't click on the link, but maybe you could email them back and say, like, I'm so flattered that you think that anybody that I know would care that I'm doing.
Right, exactly.
or maybe not. Like, it's, there's some weird, just, ugly implications implied there. And beyond the scam, I don't appreciate
it. I would send
it.
Him a video of me masturbating.
Exactly.
That's great. Like, that's a great
might as well send you some
sample.
Also, thank you. If you're going to do that, you will send some samples of my OnlyFans.
And also, like, that sounds like a lot of work. Like, you know, like, you could even set up like a whole fake, you know, kind of persona online for the purpose of getting these scammers just to, you know, to proliferate your pornographic materials for you.
Oh, exactly. Oh, yeah.
Well, and plus, like,
but, like,
that's what we call flipping it around.
I feel like if I sent that to him, I feel like if I sent that to whoever it is, they'd just be like, yo, it's like, why you do it like that?
You're doing it ineffectively.
You're, poor nuts. Like, you're just socking them. What the fuck?
Hey, I mean, everybody's got their own technique, and that's okay.
Yeah, that's one place, like, you can't really well actually someone like, that's not how I would masturbate. Well, that's not how... Well, yeah, that's because it's fucking...
I'd be like, this is actually the opportunity I was looking for. Please send it to everybody in my contacts. I'm too shy to do it, and I need someone to teach me how to do it right.
I feel weird about self-promotion, so, like, thank you for doing it for me.
Yes, absolutely.
But, yeah, that was just, like... But, like, again, like you said, Luxa, like, I think it preys on, like, that guilty conscience that people have of, like, oh, shit, I'm doing something, like, you know, like... What if my wife finds out, or like, what if my parents find out? You know, like,
or both,
or both.
You're doing
my sister
something
wife.
Normal.
Yeah, it's like, oh, you're doing that thing that everyone does.
Even
like,
if you think it's weird, it's probably super not. Just saying,
yeah.
Like, even if that like bursts your bubble or whatever, like, it's probably not. So,
I'm into bursting bubbles.
There you are. All right, Sphinx, could you tell us about, you know, some more of this like medical news article? Like, I know they had mentioned some of the myths and stuff.
Medical News Today says there's many myths about masturbation, even though many of these have been debunked several times. They seem to resurface time and time again. And I'm just going to say that's probably because there's not enough sex education in schools.
Oh my god, yeah.
Or just 100%. In general.
Yeah. Or just in general. Just in
like
general.
A lot of the depictions of sex are really taken from more like a comedic standpoint, or like, so they're not really like realistic a lot
exactly.
of times.
Now these claims, they're not backed up by science. There's no scientific evidence to show that masturbation causes any of these. But we can safely say that they don't cause
blindness,
hairy palms,
impotence later in life, like running out of cum,
there you go,
erectile dysfunction,
penis shrinkage, because I don't need that shit to be any smaller.
We just established earlier that it could cause the penis to swell.
Exactly. So opposite. In your face, false claims.
Another myth about it is penis curvature could be caused.
Or low sperm count due to like running out of sperm.
Again, running out of sperm thing.
Infertility.
Because you run out of sperm.
Because you run out of sperm.
I'm all out.
Mental illness, what if I run out of sperm?
Or physical weakness.
Because you have no sperm.
Because you don't run out, your bodily essence has been sad.
Can I tell this old joke?
If y'all haven't seen Dr. Strange.
Damn, I would tell an old joke too, but it's probably the same thing.
Can I tell an old joke about the blindness thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
It goes, this dad talks to his son and says, hey son, if you keep beating off like that, you're going to go blind. And he goes, hey dad, I'm over here.
That is the exact same joke I was going to fucking tell.
It's a classic.
Real quick, like, the blindness thing, like, do you think it might be, like, if you, like, was it, like, don't shoot your eye out?
I've had it a couple times where you know, it's kind of gotten in the eye, but it's fine.
Shoot your eye out.
It's only because, like, I get tired afterwards, I forget it's all over me, and then I rub my eyes, and I'm like, oh, fuck, damn it.
I've actually had it at a very high velocity where it's just like, where'd it go? And then a few minutes, it just kind of like the blob just kind of, or like that scene from Aliens where it just like fucking drips on you.
My velocity was so high.
I didn't get up there.
My velocity so high at some points, I shoot flies off the wall with it.
That fly so didn't fun. See it.
Or I also have one of those old spittoons, so I just nail it. It goes, ding.
If it made the noise too,
oh my god.
God damn. So much fun.
Moving on.
Well, guys, masturbation is usually only a problem when it begins to interfere with your daily life and relationships with friends, family, coworkers, and romantic partners.
Yeah, don't do it in front of your coworkers.
Yeah, don't do it in front of your coworkers.
Unless it's your
job. If you're a politician, turn off your webcam.
Yeah, I mean, don't do it in front of anybody that hasn't consented to watching it.
Get verbal and continuous consent.
Absolutely.
Having to jerk off in front of you, is that cool? No? Well, then leave. Then get out of my room.
A good quote from Louis C.K.
Oh, gross.
Well,
yeah. Don't be like him and actually ask for consent.
I think he did.
Consent?
Yes.
What's her name said he did? I don't know. We're not going to get into this.
Let's not get into it.
I'm not sure about all of that, and I don't have enough information.
I don't think I do.
We're not prepared for that conversation.
We're not prepared for that conversation.
We're not prepared. Move on.
I don't want to open up that can of sticky worms.
This is beginning to interfere with our daily life.
And coworkers.
So guys, in circumstances like this, it may be helpful to speak to a healthcare professional, especially a sex therapist. Thank you, Medical News.
Thank you, Medical News.
Thank you, Medical News.
All right, so here is tips on how to get good at masturbating.
Yeah, get good, noob.
All right, so maybe you've never tried solo sex before, or masturbation, which are the same thing, before... You want to get the benefits of masturbation. Where do you start? Oh, boy.
How do I do it?
Do I have some things for you?
Luxo?
Okay, so... Thank you.
It's fun saying your name. I just know what you know.
Thanks for keeping us on track. In a 2017 article in Health Magazine, they talk about how, according to a national survey, roughly 1 in 5 women say they have never masturbated in their life. Not even once.
That's
which
crazy.
Is notable. Yeah,
I've heard of some. Yeah,
I mean, it says, like, you know, health says, given that masturbation is not only the safest kind of sex, but it also promises health benefits, like from stuff like better sleep to less painful menstrual cramps, and it can empower women to better understand their sexuality. So to help women who no longer want to be in the 1 in 5 category, Vanessa Martin, a sex therapist based in Los Angeles, created an online course which was wryly called finishing school.
amazing.
How prestigious.
She helps women all over the country and probably all over the world now that the internet is more of a thing, learn about how to masturbate and have an orgasm. But the bottom line, she says, like, you're never too old to try, you know, your hand at this. And don't worry about whether you're doing it the right way. Start by just doing what feels good and adjust from there. So I feel like this is probably good general advice for anyone, not just women, right? Like, that's just, you know, good general advice.
That's what I did.
I will say that there is a book called Come As You Are, The Surprising New Science That Will Transform Your Sex Life by Emily Nagowski. I would highly recommend this book. She does a really good job of going into how to confront some of the common, like, mental blocks that people have surrounding access to their sexuality. And this is something that I think that a lot of people have struggled with in the past, including me. And this book was a huge, huge help to me. So I would highly recommend it to anybody that is feeling, like, cut off or uncomfortable or whatever, because there's a lot of great info and exercises in there about how to recontextualize some of those thoughts.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you. Never mind. I don't want to say her last name because I don't want to butcher it.
Emily Nagowski. I might not be saying that properly. I've never heard it said out loud.
Just like, and edit me, like, Emily Nagowski.
I'm just gonna literally just put that as the edit.
Okay, so based on what I've been reading, sex educators and sex positivity activists and lots of other folks, including me, feel that one of the main reasons that people still feel so much shame and confusion surrounding solo sex or masturbation is the lack of dialogue about it, or maybe education, right? As we've talked about, sexual pleasure isn't typically mentioned in sexual education. It's really, like, it tends to be a lot more clinical about, like, what the body parts are, which is good to know too. But, like, the idea that, you know, pleasure is a part of it too, it's that sort of, like, divorced from the actual, like, practice is kind of divorced from the education. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that we need to be teaching people how to have sex, but I think that there could be something there of, like, saying that, like, these are the benefits of this or whatever. I don't know, y'all.
Yeah.
So
normalize it a little bit, like, making that seem like such a shameful act, you know, just something that everyone does, you know?
Yeah, and it also, like, sexual pleasure isn't, you know, as I said, something that's typically mentioned in education, and if people, you know, receive that education at all, and depending on, like, what your friends are like and what culture, you know, you're kind of living in where you live, like, it might just be something that, quote, nice people or whatever don't bring up. So, but whatever the case may be, we thought that it would be good to show you all that masturbation is totally okay. You don't need to be ashamed about it. We've all been talking about it this whole time. Everybody does it. So to prove that this is the case, if any of y'all, my fellow co-hosts, have any questions for me, I would be happy to fucking answer them, because I do not feel ashamed about it. But if you're, like, going to be gross about it, I might decline the question.
I have a question.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite hand?
Well, okay, so each hand fulfills a specific function.
Oh, you nice. Both. Interesting.
Mm.
Next question.
That was all I had.
I don't know. Do you have, like, different toys for different occasions?
I do. Yes, I have a great collection.
I also have a fun grab bag.
Do you have any that look like dragon wieners?
I don't. Not yet.
Oh. Not yet.
Have I told you guys about my Four Loko pocket pussy?
I have heard about the Four Loko.
Oh, yeah.
I told you guys about it.
I love that.
It's featured a lot in our first two episodes.
That's right. That's right.
And to listen to them, go back and listen to them now.
You can hear all about it.
That's a good way to hide it if you guys are, like, too. Like, Billy, are you drinking Four Loko? Yes,
no,
Mom,
smashing
I am.
Four Loko.
Yes, Mom, I am.
In some places, I'm assuming that underage drinking is a little bit better than probably finding out the masturbate, which is unfortunate. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
in Italy,
right,
if you can read the menu, you can drink.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm sure that all of this is highly contextual.
Let's see. I didn't ask you a question yet. Let's see. What's my question?
You don't have to ask a question either. It's okay.
Oh, no. You opened up the floor. The floor is open.
Yeah, the floor is open.
This is what you wanted.
Do you think it's weird when the cats watch?
Oh, that's a great question.
Actually, I have that problem, too. I can't have any animals watching me. It just feels weird because they're just staring at me and I think they're judging me.
I don't know. I don't care at all.
I always look at them and go, you sick fuck.
I don't think that they contextualize things in any way close really to how I do, so they might as well not be there.
I'm always just afraid.
Why is she not feeding us right now?
I'm always just afraid that they're just going to like, oh, look at this bag that's just hanging here. Let's just sink our claws into it. And I'm just going to get like an early vasectomy.
I have actually heard that that has happened a few times. And yes, people have had their scrotums clawed by their pet cats. An instance I heard was somebody like leaning over the bathtub naked, like trying to like fill their bathtub up, about to take a bath, and like the cat like
saw
the dangling thing and attacked, and they ended up having to go to the hospital. It sounds very terrible. So if you have feline companions, please be careful.
What I'm most scared of.
They're just acting in their nature.
What I'm most scared of is, will I like it?
Oh, like no. Having your
I'm totally
eviscerated
it was a
by
joke.
Was it? Just totally clawed out.
Oh man, okay.
Actually, my question was this, because like I'll have this often wander, and it's kind of a strange question, but like, where does your mind often wander when you are masturbating?
Well, I mean, it depends on like what I am doing, but part of my like sort of like practice involved stopping watching pornography and stuff, which led to really like vivid fantasies.
This is kind of weird, but I've done the same thing as well. I've kind of more or less wanting to allow my own imagination to kind of like act on itself, and therefore like I achieve like a much, I guess you would say, stronger or better orgasm. Like, that's just what I've been doing recently, personally.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that there's a lot of space to experiment with that kind of stuff, you know, and, yeah.
It's like, once you get rid of, like, outside influences, like, you can really kind of really open up and explore yourself and kind of, like, you know, discover new things.
Totally. Yeah, totally.
That was less of a question, and more like, ah, we're relating to the same thing.
Oh, no, I think that that's a good point, though. Like, there's a lot of people do feel that they, you know, prefer to have pornography or they need it or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But
like sometimes I get it, like I'll need it, or like, you know, you'll kind of need that, just that extra little like stimulant to get you over like a certain edge, you know. So
I feel like pornography is almost a drug, because like sometimes I'm at the point now where I'm like on page 4 and I'm like, what am I even doing? There's like 20 good videos. Like, why did I'm like always looking for the next best thing. I'm like, okay, this is a bit much.
Yeah.
I got a couple favorites I always go back to. Like, I'm always weird. Rewatch. Like, if I find something that really works, I'm like, ooh, I'm going back to that.
I can't rewatch it. I don't know why. I can't look at the same thing. I can't rewatch it. I just got to keep going.
Interesting. Okay. Well, yeah, no, we should talk about this at another time. Like, pornography has been shown to, it can have addictive tendencies, right? Anything
yes,
that causes, you know, a pleasure response has the potential to be addictive, right? So, but that makes total sense. Like, so is anybody else have any other questions?
Have you any questions for us, if we're comfortable with that?
I didn't consent to this.
Just check it.
You can ask me anything.
Same here.
I'm
open.
Curious about like how often people do this.
It depends. Like, it really depends. Like, when I was like living on my own and didn't have anybody that was sleeping next to me, every single night to go to bed.
I have to go through phases where it'll be like every day or like twice a day. Currently, I'm in a phase of where it's like, since I've been busy or since I've been preoccupied, I've literally realized like, oh, I haven't masturbated in like a week, you know? So it's like, oh, let me go take care of that real quick. And then you're like, oh, now I feel better, you know? Or if ever in like a period of like a very stressful period at work or whatever, just like, why do I feel so weird and pent up? And like, oh, that's why, you know. So again, I guess it would all just depend.
That makes sense. Totally.
Age could also be a factor in it as well. Like, I know, like, in my, like, my 20s, it was, like, literally, like, every day, like, just had to, you know.
Also, if it's, like, my day off and I'm not doing a goddamn thing, I'll just fucking just see how high I can go.
What's your max number that you've been able to achieve?
Oh, man, 5, and then, like, after that, it's not even fun. Honestly, maybe. After 3, it's not even fun. I'm just doing it as just a thing to do.
I got to 3, and I was hurting at 2, so.
When y'all do this, like, do you ejaculate each time, or do you, like, have... Because there's, like, techniques that you can use to have an orgasm without actually ejaculating, too. Like, is this...
Oh, stuff comes out every time, but it gets like, significantly less and less.
That makes around sense. 3? I'm going to say, around the 3rd time, like, nothing came out. It was... The well was tapped.
It's a dribble. Yeah. It's like a leaky sink, but only, like, one drop.
I got the muscle reactions from an orgasm and everything, but, like, nothing came out.
Yeah, I'm guessing that if this is something that you, like, worked on, you could, like, work up to, if it was, like, something you wanted to do, you'd probably be able to, like, work up to more, whatever, if that's your interest, right?
I've been super interested in, like, not using my hands at all and trying to orgasm by just purely, like, other stimuli, like, not manipulate myself at all. It's very hard.
Okay, yeah, that's interesting.
It's extremely difficult to get yourself in that mindset, you know.
Yeah, I went through a phase like that too. I'm like, I don't know, just be like super cool, just be sitting there and all of a sudden just be like, oh.
Yeah.
Just, oh. Sorry, I just want to make more. Oh my.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I've read some stuff about can go into all of that and everything. But okay, so unless we want to ask any more questions or share anything else, like, we could move on to the, like, why are we into this portion.
Do you guys have a favorite hand?
Right.
Left.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm right hand dominant, but I love using my left hand.
No, okay. I'd be right hand because, like I said, I gotta punch them nuts, so my left hand's just not gonna be able to do it.
My right hand is busy caressing myself. I like to do that because I'm very gentle. I'm a very gentle and tender lover.
No, that's awesome. I mean, like, I think that, like, you know, starting out with, like, some, you know, self-massage or whatever could be, like, a nice way to, like, get relaxed and into
it's
the mood.
It's a good way to,
like,
loosen up. It's a good way to get, like, the stimuli flowing.
There's nothing wrong with, like, you know, making it romantic for yourself. Like, light a fucking candle or some incense or whatever, like... Treat yourself or whatever, you know, do it.
Yeah. Like, the lightest and softest touch can, like, ooh, help so much.
Okay, so why are we into this? Or, like, what did we learn or find interesting today?
I think it's interesting that the two of them have opposite hands. They could be high-fiving.
I mean, I have a left hand.
I do usually high-five people with my right hand, or I shake hands with my right hand.
Oh, see, you know what? But that's kind of nice, though, because you masturbate with your left, so, like, you're like, keeping it clean by doing everything with your right. Because I don't
wash
my hands.
You're separating business from pleasure.
Yeah, but keeping it clean, like, that implies that masturbation is dirty, and I don't think that it is, you know?
Well, I mean, like, if you have jizz on your hand, you go shake someone's hand, that's a little dirty.
Well, I mean, people should wash, like, there's diseases and viruses going on. People should be washing their hands regularly. Hopefully you don't have, like, jizz on your hands from, like, earlier in the morning when you masturbate, because you've been washing your hands.
Oh, it's from when I just walked out the bathroom.
Okay, well...
Don't leave the bathroom without washing your hands.
Wash your hands before you leave the bathroom. We've solved the problem already.
Is it weird that I wash my hands?
You tried to tell people this all last year, too.
Is it weird that somebody said it was weird that I do this, but I wash my hands before I pee and after, because I'm like...
No, that's not weird. That's
no.
Weird.
I'm like,
I'm
about
that's
to touch my
hands.
You're putting your hands in some delicate areas. Yeah. Like, it'd be terrible if you had germs.
That's not a bad practice. Like,
that's actually very... That's actually very smart and very preventative.
Well, whatever. It's okay. Keep yourself clean. It's good.
I do have an interesting fact about my, like, left hand as well. My left arm is actually a little bit longer than my right. Now, I'm not sure if this is just because, like, a birth defect, or this is how I was born, or if over time...
It's because you masturbate.
Over time, I've extended the muscles and ligatures in my hand from masturbating.
Science hasn't debunked this yet, so... We got a new myth!
We got a new
myth drop, boys.
Just don't have those Mythbusters guys do it, because they like to use explosions, and I'd like to stay in one piece.
Guessing that if your arm is longer than the other arm, it's not because of masturbating. I'm guessing that's just probably something that most humans have, where one arm is a little longer than the other one.
Yeah, there's. Yeah. You're not going to be 100% symmetrical.
Okay, so one of the reasons why I thought it was important to talk about this shit is because it's something that everybody does, and it's something that, as we've talked about, like, a lot of people go through a lot of, like, hardship maybe growing up because of the, like, environment that they're in and the ideas that are surrounding this.
100% so agree.
Yep. There's a lot of power in sexuality, and masturbating, like, that sort of, like, makes you understand, like, how all of that works for you, and so there's a lot of power in that. So it kind of makes sense that, like, you know, religions or, like, other sort of, like, you know, structures of authority would want to come between people and this thing, you know, right? There must be a reason that in pretty much all religions there's rules about, like, when you have sex and who you have sex with and all of that stuff,
even
right? Like,
how?
Yeah, or how, exactly. So, like,
yeah, that's the very awkward portion of the Bible.
Totally. So, like, this is, you know, like, psychologically, as biological organisms, right? Like, reproduction is super important to the continuation of the species. So, like, yep. It's an important part of our psychological infrastructure. So it would make sense that that would be, like, a really easy lever to grab a hold of to control people with, you know, right? So you all had shared some of, like, your experiences growing up, like, in these kind of religious contexts, or maybe not religious, but, like, I would be curious if I would be interested in, like, kind of circling back to that discussion that we tabled earlier on in the episode
about the hot dogs.
Please, no. We can't get back into the hot dogs.
We can't talk anymore about the definition of sandwiches. Like,
I'm so sorry I started that.
You did this to Ice.
Listen, you guys have the power to stop at any moment. Damn.
So, what was
I'm fucking right. Okay.
What was the most challenging thing for you, Deep? Like, in growing up in the context that you grew up in?
Basically, to come over, like, it was often in me, like, unfortunately, talked a lot. I would often overhear my grandfather and grandmother, like, debate if masturbation is counting as cheating. They were having this conversation on the way out of church while I was in the back seat of the car, being like a typical 7-year-old and just being like, what the fuck are they talking about, you know?
Okay, so sorry to interrupt, but, like, I just want to make sure I'm understanding correctly. Your grandparents were arguing about whether or not masturbating was cheating on your spouse?
Yes.
Like, cheating with yourself?
Yes, because apparently what I think might have happened now is that, like, my grandfather probably got caught, which is just, this is just a gross conversation for me to actually fucking talk about.
Yeah, fair enough. Very brave of you, appreciate it.
So I'm just gonna, hold on 1 second, let me take another nip of this. Okay, so yeah, I'll constantly hear about how it's, like, bad, or you would hear the Bible, like, it's bad to spill the seed, you know, because, like, that's life, you know, but at the same time, it's, you know. Like,
so you're just supposed to keep life all bottled up.
You're supposed to keep that shit in you, and you're only supposed to do it until, like, you're only supposed to spill the seed if you are trying to conceive a child. Like, that's the only reason to have sex, is pretty much, like, the entirety of, like, why sex exists. Like, it's not for pleasure, it's not for any of this, it's merely for procreation, you know? I think a lot of religions teach that, more or less, but that might also come from, like, a very, very ancient, like, you know, mindset, because, like, there's not a lot of people, so we need to make more, and, you know, in order to control them.
And this isn't, like, an uncommon thing that we see come up in a lot of different areas and traditions and stuff about, like, or even the idea of, like, not spilling the seed and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That,
well, maybe they thought they only had
places.
A limited amount.
Maybe exactly. They
I can't be the only person
amount.
That's ever thought that.
No, of course not.
Please contact us at smutsup69.com@gmail.com if you also thought that you had a limited ammunition of sperm.
And how much did you think you had? Because I had a very specific number. It was like 900.
Is it like a machine gun? We have like a whole bunch of clips, or is it like a like a 9mm where it's like pew, 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 pew?
Or both.
Yeah. We're both. I don't know why I'm relating them to guns, but
because we live in America, yeah.
This is America. Beep, 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 beep. Those are the guns firing. Beep, 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 beep. Anyways, but circling back to like again, they could also be using that to like control people with sex, like keep them in line with it as well, making you feel bad or shameful for just, you know, doing such an act. I also wanted to bring up something too that I'm not quite sure is on the same theme, but has anybody ever gotten caught?
I've actually been very lucky. I've never.
I was actually caught by my sister, and all she did was laugh at me. And it's like, all right, I'll talk to you later.
I feel like that's like the coolest way to do it.
Yeah. Like, it's an uncomfortable situation, and humor can alleviate it. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not being like, ew, just being like, all right.
Or like,
I get it. I know what you're doing.
You're terrible. Like, just being like, oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll come back later. Like, she was
this was a bad time.
I'll talk to you later. Yeah.
I think that's chill.
I've always been so good at hiding things. Like, which is very scary.
Or a good thing, actually. Maybe it's good. Well, you can keep a few secrets. Sometimes the secret makes it.
Like, when I used to smoke pot, like, when I was a kid, and I would, like, dude, I had, like, the most elaborate hiding system that was, like, beyond anything that anybody's ever seen. I had, like, a box with, like, that I fucking made airtight that also inside of it had laundry sheets. But it was also a box that nobody would ever look into. It was like to an old K-bar that would fit so perfectly in a place that you almost couldn't even see it. I also had monster cans that had the lids that you could take off, and I would just act like I was just collecting them. But I had a piece of floss that would be taped to the top of it, and it would go down into a little baggie so I could pull it out.
That's awesome, actually. And then, I've heard...
hilarious. I love that.
That's a whole other topic. I want to hear how people like it. How they used to hide the weed. It's like, I have a lot of fun stuff.
I would have a whole ritual. I would go into my bathroom, which had a window, which was perfect. And I would smoke. And then underneath the bowl, I created like this little shelf, like in the, you know, in the back of the toilet that I would put my stuff in, walk out, make sure the coast was clear, stash it all away. And that'd be good.
That's so elaborate.
It was, the only way I got caught, and this is such bullshit, is I made a bong out of like a plastic bottle and I threw it away, but I threw it like down deep in the trash.
And there's that.
And
small
my dad had to look out. Yeah. My dad had to look for a receipt on that very same day.
There's that small percentage that somebody might have to look through.
It's such bullshit.
Bad luck.
Just bad time. Bad time, bad place, man.
Okay, well, this has been a super fun episode. I'm really glad that we were talking about this issue because I do think it is important, and I think it's a healthy thing that people should be doing and exploring. You know, it's a safe thing that you can do
without... It literally hurts no one.
Yeah, well, exactly. Like,
except for the things we might have like mentioned into. And if it does get in the way of your life, then, you know, seek professional help.
Yes, and obviously, you know, use safe practices.
Yes. Be safe.
In general, it's incredibly safe. So does anybody have any other projects that they want to plug? Like, I know that there's a lot of cool stuff going on and everything. Like,
oh yeah, I actually do. I will take this moment and actually promote my Twitch stream at Asian Babylon at twitchtv.com. I'm trying to get into the whole streaming thing. Super into video games. I play a lot of weird niche like base building games currently. It's probably come out like way later anyway, but currently right now I'm playing 7 Days to Die and hope to actually come up with a dedicated server, so come on, check me out and play games with me. It'll be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Fuck yeah. All right, well, I do think that it would be dope to do that. That sounds awesome. I would like to remind everybody to check out our associate shows, our sibling shows. We've got Ad Hoc History, where my brother Asher and I talk about history.
Asher's a super cool guy, and he's super smart.
Absolutely, he's very cool. The Faithblind Council podcast is great if you're interested in spooky stuff.
amazing bunch of guys.
Yeah, very cool. Not just guys. Well, I mean, depending on how you use that term, but
people, folks.
Folks is good.
Depending on how you use that term.
Nailed it. Walk that back.
Nailed it. So Unearthing Paranormalcy is another really fun show that you can listen to. Their most recent episode was about Thunderbirds, which is super interesting. So if you're into spooky stuff, I would definitely check that out. And if you're also into spooky stuff, you might check out my other show, Lux Occult. It's a show where I talk about chaos magic and art and science and philosophy and other shit. So that is another thing that you could check out if you are into it. So thank you so much, though, for listening to the Smuts Up podcast. You can hit up Deep on Instagram at Smuts Up, and you can email us at smutsup69@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, so please don't be shy.
Please talk to us. We're very lonely.
And we've said this before on the show, and we'll say it again and again and again. Everyone has a thing. And that's all right, as long as it's consensual, legal, and all that stuff. But if you feel like your thing or whatever is causing you problems, like all the other problems that we listed earlier, for instance, stuff that psychologists might consider maladaptive, like anger, self-harm, avoidance, or withdrawal, please don't hesitate to find someone to talk to. You don't need to be ashamed of it.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't need to be ashamed of it. And there's all kinds of people out there that is their whole thing. That's they just want to talk to you and help you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They get paid for it.
And
they get paid for it.
They get paid for it, and if they didn't enjoy it in some way, they wouldn't do it. So
if they weren't called for it, they wouldn't do it.
Exactly. And also, consent is never optional and must be enthusiastic and ongoing. Minors and those under the influence of intoxicants cannot legally give consent.
And remember, no matter who you think you are right now, no matter what you look like, you deserve love and to be happy and all those good and wonderful things that make you feel warm and fuzzy. So please, please, verily please, take very good care of yourself. We love you.
And remember, it never hurts to put a condom on it.
Unless it's a small condom, then you change up your condom size.
Use the appropriate size condom and it won't hurt to put a condom on it.
And no one out pizza the hut. Good night.
We love you.
We love all of you.
Thank you.
If you liked anything you heard on here, please let us know by sending us an email over at smutsup69@gmail.com. Also, if we're on an app by now, go ahead and drop us 5 stars and leave a review. That'd be nice. You don't have to do it. It would just help us out a lot. Enjoy your day and stay sexy.
Masturbating is good. You should do it.
I'm going to say the B word. Buckets.
Buckets.
Smuts Up is a part of the Green Mushroom Podcast Network. To hear more great independent productions like the one you just listened to, visit our catalog at tgmpodcastnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Trotter Yarmerud.
And I'm Zarina.
And we'd like to introduce you to administrism.
What is administrism?
As an occultist, for years I felt the universe directing me towards a practice that was ecologically based, with a foundation laid out by cultures untouched by the influence of what's become modern Western society. With labels like shamanism and neo-shamanism carrying too much uncomfortable post-colonial baggage, I've decided to take my own approach.
Join Yara and me as we research and develop a magical system where we recognize our place in nature with all the life that surrounds us. We want to share with you our journey into a paradigm that incorporates ritual and ecology, anthropology and metaphysics, biology, and the occult.
Using ethically sourced material, historical accounts, ethnographic records, and our own personal experience, we want to share our discoveries as we watch administrism grow in an organic blend of traditional spirituality, modern science, and a dash of homesteading, without all the connotations associated with labels like shamanism.
We hope that by listening to how administrism sprouts in us, it will plant its seeds into your own practice. This way, you can find your own balance between magic and nature.
Because the world needs room for both.
And don't forget, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.